With this primary concept as a foundation, the bulletin shows business owners how to solve their advertising problem and increase sales. It provides step-by-step techniques for developing the kind of customer-oriented advertising that gets the best results. The bulletin also explains how to select the media and mailing list that will draw maximum response for your target audience. A free copy may be obtained by sending a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Stratford Marketing Group Incorporated, 123 Main Boulevard, Suite 380-B6, San Diego, California, 90000. And that's a sample news release that produced exceptional response. Now, before we go on, there's one thing you should know. That's a very old news release and an old bulletin. I no longer offer that bulletin, so please don't contact my office as asking for it. Tips for getting maximum results from your news release. Here's a list of techniques that professional publicists use to squeeze every ounce of coverage out of their news releases. Cultivate key contacts. Concentrate on media sources that will have repeated value over the long haul. Get to know someone who can give you coverage. Take them out to lunch occasionally. Provide them with useful information, even if it isn't related to your product or service. Good business relationships generate good publicity opportunities. Do your homework. Newspapers require 1 to 2 weeks lead time. Magazines and television often require 2 to 4 months. Find out the exact requirements of your important media sources and plan accordingly. Become known as a quotable expert. Once you've received coverage, be sure to let your contact know that you're available for quotes at any time. Inform them of any other areas related to your product that you're an expert on. This saves your media contacts valuable time when they're in a crunch. Send thank you notes whenever you receive coverage. Few people follow this common courtesy. Editors and producers are human and appreciate being treated courteously. To create news, tie into holidays, special events, current events, and popular trends. Two-income families are a trend that many products and services are being developed for. These products are naturals for generating news for parenting magazines, lifestyle sections of newspapers, and productivity sections of executive-oriented publications. Trade journals publish news of conferences, conventions, seminars, and staff promotions. Use these to get free visibility for your company. Donate your product or service to a charitable event. Then, send news releases to let the media know you've done so. Charity events are traditionally given ample coverage by the media. You can help people in need and get valuable publicity at the same time. Donate samples to prominent public figures. If you get a response, which is quite easy to do with members of Congress and the Senate, publicize it. The media loves news involving prominent people. Sponsor a contest. Restaurants can give away dinner for four to the winner of a worst recipe contest. Travel agencies can sponsor a weekend getaway, and your business can easily come up with its own unique contest ideas. Sponsor an award. This is especially useful for service companies and book publishers. But since it can be serious or frivolous, nearly any business should be able to make use of this technique. Forecast a trend. Use your marketing research to isolate key information for your industry, or conduct an industry poll. Then, send a news release reporting the results to all appropriate media sources. This technique can help you generate sales, become known as an industry expert, and make you available as a quotable source. That's a lot of return for so little effort. Offer something for free. This is my personal favorite. To promote my marketing services, I regularly offer free reports. You can do the same, offering printed information or product samples. The responses you get are solid leads, and the media loves to give things away to their audience. You make your media source look good and increase your customer base with one simple effort. Cater to your local media. Local editors and producers love hometown success stories. Since most media sources belong to national wire services or syndicates, this can easily snowball into national coverage. Send your news release to the national wire services, Associated Press and United Press International are handled through regional offices. Call information to get the phone numbers for your city. Then, call and get the appropriate names and addresses for sending your news release. Final note. A successful publicity campaign usually takes 3 to 6 months of persistent effort. Don't expect overnight miracles, and don't give up. If a particular media source is important, send them a newsworthy release every month until you get coverage. Be prepared to handle the increased volume of inquiries and sales that can result from a few key mentions. The inability to react to increased volume can have negative consequences for your business. Remember that publicity generates more publicity. Use your newspaper coverage to get magazine coverage, and piggyback both of these to get on local television. Then move on to national television. And finally, use good publicity results to fuel your advertising campaign. If you draw good response from coverage in a publication, try advertising in the next issue. There's a strong likelihood that you'll generate even more profit. And that's what publicity is all about. Getting more people to read about you, getting more leads, and converting your leads into profitable customers. The 8 key secrets to consistently getting tons of free publicity, and how to use it to send your sales through the roof. Let's start by clearing up a prominent misconception about publicity. Most people believe that publicity is so valuable because it's free. Sorry, but that just isn't so. Now, it's certainly a valuable bonus, but it isn't the major factor that makes publicity so desirable. Credibility is what makes publicity such a valuable tool. You see, people today are far more sophisticated than they've ever been when it comes to advertising. They realize that advertising is paid for, and that companies can buy space to say whatever they wish about their products and services. Because of this, your potential customers are far more skeptical than they've ever been. But publicity leaps this hurdle of skepticism. Because publicity cannot be bought, it appears to be endorsed by the medium that makes your announcement. And since people tend to trust the media they watch, listen to, or read regularly, they accept your message as being completely credible. That's why publicity can win you many more sales than any form of paid advertising or promotion. Taking advantage of this accepted state of credibility can result in a windfall for your company. Why you aren't getting as much free publicity as you could be. You just heard the good news. Now, here's the bad. Despite the fact that publicity can be so valuable to you, and despite the fact that publicity is actually pretty easy to get, most companies fall flat on their faces when it comes to winning this valuable coverage. This happens because you don't understand and use the few simple rules of publicity to your advantage, which means that a tremendous amount of waste is taking place because you should be getting nearly all of the publicity you want on a regular, consistent basis. This situation is about to change, because once you finish this chapter, you'll have everything you need to get all of the publicity your business needs. When you start to put these techniques into action, you can easily double or triple the publicity coverage you get. We'll start by looking at the 8 key secrets that can skyrocket your publicity results. Then I'll give you a toolkit of high-powered techniques you can use to become your own successful publicist. And finally, I'll reveal my can't-miss formula for winning coverage from your most coveted media sources. When we're done, you'll have everything you need to start capitalizing on endless publicity opportunities. In just a short time, you should begin to experience a steady stream of qualified leads and outright sales that result from a properly tuned publicity program. The 8 key secrets to consistently getting tons of free publicity. Getting consistent media coverage is actually much easier than you might think. Like anything else, there are rules to the game. The only problem is, most of the rules are kept secret. They aren't written down, and they take years to discover on your own. But you've come to the right place. Here are the 8 key secrets that you can use to make sure your publicity generates sizable exposure and profit. key secret number one, you must generate honest-to-goodness news about your product or service. Always keep in mind that the primary job of newspapers, magazines, radio, and television stations is to bring news to their audience. Some media may also entertain, but their fundamental purpose is to deliver news that is of value to their particular audience. What this means is that you have to translate the message about your product or service into newsworthy information. Take heart. This doesn't mean that you'll have to hire a moonlighting reporter or television anchor to help you create news. You simply have to generate a news angle for presenting your information. Now, there's one more ingredient that's necessary to be successful on this point. The news that you generate must be of vital interest to your targeted media's audience. Products often have a variety of appealing characteristics and benefits. You increase your chances of getting coverage if you base your news on the strongest benefit to your media's audience. The best way to generate news is to develop an angle about your product or service that will either, one, solve a vital problem the audience has, two, show the audience how to achieve a highly desirable goal, three, offer the audience something for free. The third point needs a little more explanation. Giving something away for free is a powerful publicity weapon. People love to get things for free. Free samples, free demonstrations, free informational booklets, and free consultations all work exceptionally well in getting your prospects to respond. The other distinct advantage of using a free offer is that it strongly increases your chances of getting media coverage. Editors and station managers love to give things away to their audiences, especially when it's at your expense. So if you want to increase the coverage you get, try this powerful weapon. If you want to go all the way and win the most coverage possible, develop a news angle and incorporates all three of these elements. At the end of this chapter, you'll find a news release I created that incorporates all three of these elements. Every time I've mailed it out, I've had exceptional results. Feel free to adapt it to your specific needs. I'll read it now before we continue on to the next point. A news release that delivers real news, solves a problem, and offers something for free. News release. For immediate release, contact Bob Serling, and then the phone number. Free report for boosting business profits offered. Marketing leverage, how to produce twice as much profit for the same time, effort, and expense, is a four-page report especially created to help businesses dramatically improve the results of their advertising and business promotion. For many businesses, creating results-winning marketing campaigns can be a guessing game. Too often, they find that their marketing produces disappointing results. Their attempts to determine why their efforts failed can also be confusing and frustrating. To help solve this problem and its costly consequences, San Diego-based marketing consultant Bob Serling has created Marketing Leverage, How to Produce Twice as Much Profit for the Same Time, Effort, and Expense. The problem with most marketing is that it doesn't force each dollar to work as hard as it possibly can. Either the majority of businesses don't understand how to do this, or they've fallen into predictable habits that are far less profitable, Serling says. It's a shame, really, because changing this scenario is quite easy. I've seen a few simple adjustments improve results by 30% quickly improve its marketing and increase profits. It provides easy-to-use techniques for generating the kind of solid results companies need to build and increase profits in today's marketplace. A free copy may be obtained by sending a stamped self-addressed envelope to Stratford Marketing Group Incorporated, 123 Main Boulevard, Suite 380-E1, Cardiff, California, 90000. And key secret number two, you must create and carry out a solid publicity plan. Okay, so key secret number one was easy enough. A piece of cake, in fact. But along comes key secret number two, and things start to get ugly. I can just imagine the curses against my heritage you're coming up with. Because bottom line, nobody likes to plan, and very few of us do any planning at all. Bear with me for a minute. In a little while, I'm going to show you a fairly painless way to create your publicity plan. But more importantly, I want to show you why it's absolutely critical that you take the time up front to create a publicity plan. Here's why. Your level of success in winning valuable media coverage is directly proportional to how well you plan and carry out your campaign. If you don't have a plan, you have no control over what publicity you get. The coverage you get will be either due to luck or the arbitrary decision of a media decision maker. By developing a solid, simple plan, you gain a measure of control over where you get coverage. A plan lets you take positive action. No plan reduces your efforts to weak reactions to outside forces. Creating your publicity plan is simple. All it takes is a little homework. Here are the steps you'll want to follow. 1. Select the audience or audiences most likely to buy your product or service. 2. For each audience, select all of the media that they read, all of the media they watch, and all of the media they listen to. I'll give you precise details for doing this in key secret number 3. 3. Set a reasonable schedule for contacting each of these media sources. This should cover a period of 3 to 6 months. 4. Follow your schedule and track your results. Example number 2 at the back of this chapter gives you a form to lay out your schedule and track your results. 5. Persistently follow up those media sources that could be most profitable to you. See key secret number 4 for complete details on this point. Once you discover how simple it is to lay out a publicity plan, you wonder why you resisted doing this for so long. As you can see, it's really easy to do. Which reminds me, don't let its simplicity fool you. A plan as simple as this one can yield potent results. Here's why. First, it forces you to clearly and logically think out everything you're going to do for the next 3 to 6 months. Charting your course makes sure you know where you're starting from and where you want to get to. Second, it makes carrying out an effective, ongoing campaign easier. You just schedule your tasks and make sure they get done. Third, it's a great management tool that gives you all kinds of excellent feedback, such as which media regularly respond to your promotion? How long does it take key media sources to respond? Which media sources produce such strong results you'll want to give them increased priority? Create your publicity plan today. Carry it out like clockwork. Then, reap the benefits. Key secret number 3, how to get the best results from your media sources. If you've read other books or reports on getting publicity, you'll find that the majority instruct you to develop business relationships with every media source that you possibly can, and to follow up every news release with a phone call. I say that's a load of garbage. First of all, if you follow that line of thinking, you'll never have time to do anything else in your business besides run your publicity campaign. Getting the most from a good publicity campaign is really just a matter of common sense and time management. Here's how you really get things done. You have to use a hybrid shotgun-rifle approach. Let's start with the shotgun approach. To run this portion of your campaign, you'll need to build a list of every magazine, newspaper, radio show, and television show that you want coverage from. These are the sources you'll want to send a copy of every news release you generate. To accomplish this, use the following reference books. Most are available at your public library. Bacon Publicity Checker, R.H. Bacon Company, that's B-A-C-O-N, 332 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60604. Bacon's Publicity Checker features thousands of newspapers and magazines. Hudson's Newsletter Directory, that's H-U-D-S-O-N apostrophe S. The Newsletter Clearinghouse, 44 West Market Street, Rhinebeck, that's R-H-I-N-E-B-E-C-K, New York, 12572. This features more than 3,000 newsletters. Standard Periodical Directory, Oxbridge Communication, 150 Fifth Avenue, number 301, New York, New York, 10011. This is my personal favorite, and it features over 30,000 magazines and newsletters. Working Press of the Nation, National Research Bureau, 310 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60604. This features over 25,000 newspapers, magazines, radio, and television stations. U.S. Publicity Directory, John Wiley and Son, that's W-I-L-E-Y, 605 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10158. This publication features thousands of newspapers, magazines, radio, and television stations. Once you've built your list, you'll want to extract a limited subset of important contacts who you might want to follow up with a phone call. This is your hit them between the eyes rifle list. The proper use of this list is where effective time management comes into play. The media sources you'll be using are frazzled, overworked people with impossible deadlines. It's not uncommon for it to take 10 to 20 phone calls just to get through to one of these sources. In fact, count on this as a rule. You can see this can be a very time-consuming process, so you'll need to be very conservative about how many sources you select for follow-up calls to keep this from becoming an overwhelming task. Here's one more reason why I don't feel a lot of follow-up calls are necessary. You see, the media is hungry, even desperate for good news. They have a tremendous amount of space to fill each and every day. Because this is unfailingly true, your chances of getting coverage for a truly appropriate item are excellent, regardless of whether you call someone or not. What I recommend is a campaign where 95% of your contacts are made exclusively by mail. To track your results, use a reply postcard like the one in example number 16.3 at the back of this chapter. For the remaining 5% of your media contacts, you'll need to determine whether it's truly of value to invest your valuable time trying to break through the telephone barrier. The criteria you should use to determine this are: 1. How valuable would this coverage be to you? 2. How likely are you to win this coverage? If you sell accounting software for personal computers, your typical customers would be small businesses and investors. It isn't likely that you'd be the featured guest on a primetime talk show, but a key mention in Success, Entrepreneur, or Business Week could return handsome profits. Those are the media sources you'll want to concentrate on following up with a phone call. So pick your shots and pick them carefully. Key secret number 4. Here's the main reason companies fail to get all of the free publicity they need. Time and time again, clients ask me this question: how do I improve the results of my publicity campaign? For the vast majority of my clients, and this probably includes you, the answer is persistence. See, most people already know this, but they want to fool themselves. They want to believe that I can impart some mystical secret that will solve all of their problems. But you see, every time I wave my marketing wand, I come up with exactly the same answer: persistence. Persistence means that you develop a solid publicity plan and stick to it. This is the vital ingredient that will bring you the success you want so badly. Because you have to realize that a good campaign takes 3 to 6 months to work effectively, and sometimes longer. Also, a publicity campaign is often most successful if it's carried out in phases. Here again, persistence is a key ingredient. Let's say your ultimate goal is to get coverage in large circulation national magazines. During the first phase, you'll send your media kit to all of the vital sources on your list. This will include local sources, sources within your state, and sources on a national level. some of these sources will give you some coverage while others won't. That's to be expected. In the first phase, the majority of the coverage that you will get will be from local media sources. You might also get some statewide exposure and occasionally some national exposure. But for all practical purposes, let's assume that the coverage you get is local. Being a savvy marketer, your next phase involves making a clip sheet that features quotes from the publicity you received in the first phase. Now, you mail your media packet again, but this time, you include your clip sheet. You'll find that a snowball effect takes place. Publicity generates more publicity. Publicity clips increase your credibility. They also force your key sources to think about whether other sources are offering vital information that they aren't, which results in more of these sources jumping on the bandwagon and more publicity for you. Here's another reason why persistence is so crucial. Many media sources receive thousands of media packets every week. These folks are overloaded with material and work at a hectic pace. Often, they'll barely notice your first media kit, but your product or company name may enter their subconscious. It may take 2 or 3 or 10 times before you win coverage, but persistence will make it happen. Want a great example of persistence at work? I know of an author who wanted to get an important columnist to review his book. He sent the reviewer a media kit with updated clipping sheets every month for over a year. At first, the reviewer was mildly annoyed. Then, he became irritated. But finally, he decided to review the book. The columnist told me that anyone who was so determined deserved a bit of special consideration. Always remember, persistence pays off. Key secret number 5, the difference between mediocre results and winning results is often ingenuity. When you're trying to get publicity coverage, you're one of literally thousands who are competing for the same coverage. To increase your chances of becoming successful and consistently winning the coverage you need, it helps to stand out from the crowd. How do you achieve this? By using ingenuity and by becoming an ingenious opportunist. A little ingenuity costs nothing but can return lucrative results. To put your ingenuity to work, you need to do 2 things. First, you need to start thinking of news angles that are a bit more creative than your competition. Here's a great example of an ingenious opportunist at work. A few years back, Melvin Powers, who has sold over 200 million books for his publishing company, needed to publicize his line of books for horse lovers. These books were going to be exhibited at a trade show. He sent press kits to all the reviewers whose readership included horse lovers. Now, here's the ingenious part. Included in his press kit was a poster of a lissome, nude young lady leading a horse through a meadow of wildflowers. The caption on the poster read, "Follow me to booth 1381 at the bookseller's trade show. I'll personally autograph your poster." When members of the press and major book buyers arrived at the show, hordes of them headed straight for booth 1381. And sure enough, the lovely model was there to greet them. But this time, she was fully clothed. And let me tell you, Melvin Powers sold tons of his books. You too can become an ingenious opportunist. Another way to accomplish this is by seeking out publicity angles in the everyday events that are going on around you. There are unlimited opportunities for creating news about your product or service. Here's another example of what I mean.